From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Sunbelt Agricultural Exposition will celebrate its 45th anniversary show October 17th through the 19th. MorningAgClips.com reports over 1,200 exhibitors will display and demonstrate products for thousands of visitors on the 100-acre show site. Crowned as North America's premier farm show and the largest farm show in America with field demonstrations, the Sunbelt Ag Expo brings together all segments of agribusiness, including farmers, educators, policymakers, ag enthusiasts, and families. Groups representing Pacific Northwest wheat growers and the U.S. military industry are celebrating the latest Food for Peace donation of 28,000 metric tons of soft white wheat. U.S. wheat farmers, U.S. wheat associates, and National Association of Wheat Growers and the National American Millers Association have partnered with the U.S. International Food Assistance Program for 70 years. The soft white wheat donation was grown in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson introduced the Beef Origin Labeling Accountability Act to bring clarity and reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling to beef products. The South Dakota Republican says consumers don't know where their beef comes from, adding U.S. producers raise better beef and aren't getting credit for it. The act will direct the Trade Representative and Ag Secretary to work together to determine a process for reinstating mandatory labeling.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.